I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
You ever been insulted by a kid? Yeah, it legitimately hurts your feelings, doesn't it? But you can't say anything about it. Because they'll just walk right up to you and be like, you're ugly, and then walk away. Right? And you just gotta stand there like, he's so cute. I just wanna hug him around the neck.
Wednesday, October 1st, 2025. October is here. Ooh, yes. I mean, I feel like now all the holdouts that we had, you know what? All the holdouts that we had for spooky season. You got nothing. You got nothing now.
What were the holdouts? Oh.
The people saying, you're putting your Halloween stuff out too early. And you know what? Listen, I was one of those people. If you're putting it up in summertime, yeah.
Well, yeah.
But listen, fall came and went. And now it's October 1st.
Fall didn't come and go. September did.
The beginning of fall.
Right.
And here we are. And it is time. I noticed this morning Disney Plus has launched into their whole villains thing.
Okay.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
But I need more. I need more from society.
You're going to get more. It's just the beginning. It's fine.
Are we sure? I don't even know who our Halloween leaders are anymore. Like, I don't know where to look. Where should I look? I don't know. Seems like when we were kids, like, we could count on our teachers to, like, decorate classrooms. Or, like, the local TV stations would, like, have the newsroom with, like, a pumpkin in the background.
That's true. They would. You know who's going to do that? Good Day Sacramento.
Okay, well, good day. Let's get to it.
I mean, maybe they have.
All right.
I mean, you gotta wait till October 1st, though.
Okay, well, here it is. It's October 1st.
Okay.
Your move, media. You can't tell. This room is fully decorated for Halloween.
Why don't we decorate for Halloween?
They don't let us do anything in here.
Well, they'll let us decorate for seasons, right?
No, they wouldn't let us.
They let us decorate for Chinese New Year.
That was one day. They gave us one day. Which we should have cried racism on that one.
I don't remember them saying we had to take it down. I think we just eventually did.
Okay. I remember them saying we couldn't put a Christmas tree up last year.
I don't remember that.
What did we?
We did not. Right. But I also don't know where to find the Christmas tree.
That Christmas tree's long gone from the old studio.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we have the big one that goes in.
Let's take it.
I think we did try to take it. No,
no, we tried to move it.
We moved it.
For some reason. I don't remember why.
It was in the middle of the room. We didn't like where it was placed.
The feng shui was all off.
Yes. We got Kyle from ESPN. And we go like, come on.
Yeah.
We need you.
And he did. And he helped us. And then we got in trouble for not only moving it, but also putting it right in front of a security camera, which we did not know at the time.
We did block a security camera with the tree.
But man,
well, there's more.
That security footage is hysterical. We look like the worst cat burglars ever. So, all right. Well, then we're going to push the limits then. You know, this time last year, we had a brand new general manager. He was like barely on the job.
Right.
So he's been here for a year. All right.
I think he'll allow us to do some spooky stuff.
Let's flex our festive muscle.
Okay.
What should we do? First of all, we each have a fake pumpkin made by the Pumpkin King or the what's his name? The
Pumpkin Geek. We bring those in.
I found mine the other day.
Okay.
We should bring those in and set them up.
Okay.
Okay? They're amazing. They're great.
They're our face.
Spider webs.
Yeah. I can't spend a bunch of money. I just spent a bunch of money on fall decor. It has to be on the cheap here.
Home goods then? We going home? What are we doing?
Well, but I mean, we have to go like, we have to make the most of what we got. So like probably.
We don't have anything.
Some spider work. Spider web work.
Okay.
You could just fill a lot of space.
That's cheap. That is really cheap. Okay.
I have a big spooky spider.
Okay.
That we could bring in.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe find a way that we could like use the drop panels in the ceiling to kind of secure the big spooky spider.
Yeah.
Maybe a dummy. Do we have a dummy?
Not anymore. We used to.
Is that a Kevin joke?
No.
Oh.
We used to have a producer that had a crash test.
Oh, dummy. That's right. Yeah. All right. Well, then maybe. All right. If anybody sees any cheap skeletons while they're out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not talking about the ones that are inexplicably $50. Get out of here, Home Depot. I'm talking about like ones that are like $20. You know?
I've got some like spooky rats and stuff.
All right. I'll take it.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's October 1st. What are we doing? We're just sitting around talking and we're not doing any action. I'm ready. Gavin's ready.
Gavin's ready.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Yes. There is a competition that has finally crowned a winner, and this is a big international competition, and Katie is very triggered. She's not just triggered by the fact that, like, we have crowned a winner. She's also triggered just by the fact that this competition exists.
Yeah.
And tell everybody why.
It's the Bird of the Year contest.
The Bird of the Year.
The New Zealand, for those that don't know, not that this isn't hot news, but the New Zealand Falcon has been crowned the bird of the year.
That is fantastic. Wow.
And they're described as fast and sneaky and very special.
Come on, you don't love that?
I do. So basically how this works is a team of people put up 73 native bird species.
Mm-hmm.
And then each bird has a volunteer campaign manager promoting their candidate through social media and public events.
Yes.
Now, I don't believe that they have their bird.
What do you mean?
Like, it's not like they're going to public events and bringing the bird with them.
Oh, no. They're wild birds.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
there might be a picture of a bird.
Okay. I want you to imagine. I have decided I have the time.
Mm-hmm.
To be the campaign manager for a wild bird.
Okay.
And your Instagram and Facebook and TikTok are flooded with me saying, please vote for my bird. You know when people have like a cutest baby contest?
Yes.
My brother and sister-in-law did this. Sadly, my niece did not win, but she got close. And they have to rely on everybody they know to keep voting for cutest baby.
Yes.
Okay. It's a bit of a slog, but you do it for your family because whatever. Now imagine it's for a bird I've never even met.
Right. You never will.
And probably, I never will.
Because a lot of them are bird species from other countries and they have to be native.
Right.
You know?
So can you imagine how long would it take before you said, Katie, I can't vote for your bird anymore?
Right. I am exhausted. Right. I cannot vote for this warbler anymore. I barely had passion for it to begin with.
Right.
I understand you bought a whole bunch of cookies for my daughter during Girl Scout cookie season.
Yeah.
I feel like we're even Steven on this one.
And I'd be like, Gavin, it's bird of the year.
Right. You know, what's funny about this is not the first time that I've been made aware of this. So last year, John Oliver on HBO did an entire campaign and showed how easy it is to sway this competition. He picked a random bird. It was the bird he picked was called like the Pute Kekete. It had a very silly name. And he got his supporters to basically vote like crazy by doing all kinds of stuff to support it. He would dress like the bird and go out and he got all of his supporters and he won. And guess what it did? Really pissed off the bird community.
I would be furious.
They were so mad that he used the bully pulpit of media.
Yes, that's wrong.
You know, I got to tell you this though. Speaking of the bully pulpit, you know what we're lucky? We're very lucky about?
What?
Actually, no. As I'm saying this, we're not lucky. We need to funnel President Trump's attention into this.
Okay.
And we need to get him furious that the bald eagle didn't win. And we need to pour himself into this. He gets very easily distracted. And I think that this is something that we should do. Okay? On both sides of the aisle, there's something in this for everybody.
Okay.
Okay?
And what is it?
The International Bird Competition.
Right.
We need to tell President Trump, put this on his radar, and he should be outraged that the bald eagle...
I know, but what is it? You said there's something in it for everybody.
Sure.
Which is what?
Okay, so let's say you're an ultra-patriotic person.
Obviously.
Okay, great. Now the bald eagle has a shot at being the best bird in the world for a whole year. There you go. There's something in it for you.
Okay.
There's something in it for the lefties. Okay?
Okay, which is?
We just get to distract. We get to give President Trump a ball of yarn to play with for at least a little bit. And when he's doing that, when he's worrying about the international bird competition, he's not worrying about things that like are making our lives more expensive, like tariffs or stuff like that. There's just something in it for everybody. That's what I think. Or
what if that was the thing that brought this country together?
Yes.
What if we all were so passionate about making our bird,
yes,
the bird of the year that we, I mean, linked arms?
I mean, whatever at this point, like whatever will unify us, I am down for the most part. Or just throwing this out there, you can say no. We do a curveball.
Okay.
And instead of the bald eagle, we goof on the whole thing and we make it a pigeon. Like one of those like real dirty city pigeons that's missing a foot, you know, and its eye is crooked.
Yeah. And for some reason, you know, it's been smoking, but you don't know how.
100%. You've seen that bird get hit by a car and shrug it off.
Three times.
Yeah.
And he just goes, oh, not again.
And we tell the International Bird Competition, no, it's not the pigeon. It's Bart. Like, it's this one specific bird.
I like that.
I like that, too. And I don't see a reason why that wouldn't unify us, either. You know, because that's America.
Yeah,
We're missing a foot.
We really like that eagle.
Yeah. And they look really cool.
Right.
When you look at it from the side, when you look at a bald eagle from front, they look kind of silly. So,
well, they look like they're staring at you.
Yeah, well, they are. Oh. Yeah. So anyway, Katie, I'm sorry that you were triggered by this, but I see a world of opportunity.
Okay. Good.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
There was a time where if you were driving down the road... You would look over to your left or your right and see a warrior. She, like a Valkyrie,
rose from the chubby ashes,
would be striding and running with majesty and magic. And I'm talking about Katie from the Wake Up Call. She used to be, no, not a runner. She used to be the runner. Logging miles.
Changing lives.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
But those days might be behind you. Or are they? Get a load of this.
There was a time where I became a runner for a couple years. It was like one of the things that I was the most proud I'd ever done. Because I wasn't a runner by nature. In fact, my 23andMe said,
don't do it.
Don't. You can't run.
Right.
It said, not a likely sprinter. I said, F you.
Right. Just wrote back a laughing emoji.
Right. So that might change, though. Because my...
No, not might.
Is?
It's changing! Yeah! She's going to get back out there, ladies and gentlemen!
Yeah!
My boyfriend D'Lo and I have signed up for the San Francisco Marathon.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yes.
But I'm scared to death. So what I used to run was half marathons. I thought a full marathon, you're a little showy. You need to run more than 13.1 miles? That's not enough for you?
You run a half marathon? Great. You want to run a full marathon? We get it.
Right.
We all see you.
Look at me.
Right. I can pee on myself, too.
Okay, well, he's going to run the full.
Okay.
So I want to run the full with him. We'll do everything.
Wow, you're just going to go back in like that.
You're going to run a full. Wow. What are you doing?
I don't know, guys.
You're going to go from 0 to 60.
Okay, so we have till July.
All right.
So... I am, the plan is start running 5Ks, okay? Mm-hmm. Then get up, so that's 3 miles, then get up to 10Ks, that's 6.
Yep.
Then get back up to halves.
Okay.
Then do the whole.
In less than a year.
I think you got it.
Kevin thinks you got it.
If it's in your blood already, you've done it before.
Okay,
you just gotta zone in. You just gotta channel that.
So the body remembers.
Yes.
Okay.
You just gotta wake it up. The body remembers.
And I wanna support you in this. And I wanna say you can do it.
Yeah.
Just sounds so hard.
It's so long.
26 miles is so far.
Is it 26 or is it, I think it's 23.2 or something.
Is it?
think so.
Wasn't it? Is, if a half is 13.
13.1.
Well, then a full would be.
What?
Oh, God. Oh, I just added God. 3 miles what? To it in your.
It's 26 miles?
Katie's out. Now
26.2 miles.
26.2.
Oh, I'm bad at math. I didn't crunch these numbers right.
It's That's
just,
a lot.
It's just so far. Oh, it's so God. Far.
Yeah.
So far for people to run.
Is it further than from here to my house?
I think so.
Hold on.
This is like almost to Elk Grove because Elk Grove takes 30 miles.
Is that true?
Yeah. Oh, so from here to Elk Grove is 30 miles, and I know.
And we're in Roseville off of Douglas.
You're crazy, girl. Okay, I take back what I said.
Oh, my God. From here to my house is only 10 miles.
Oh, my God.
Better start walking home.
I'd have to run home, run back here, and then run another 6 miles?
Yeah. And then basically run to the Galleria. That's far.
But people do this.
People do.
They do, okay. But they condition every day.
I don't know that I can do it every day.
I know somebody who, my friend Tom, right now is training for a full marathon.
Okay, how's Tom
doing? I think
doing?
He's training actually for this marathon.
Oh. How long has he been training?
He runs about 10 to 12 miles almost every other day.
Kate.
And how long has he been doing that?
He's been doing it for about 3 or 4 months now.
Katie!
And you broke your foot.
Oh, I didn't think about that. You have ankle. A weak foot.
Yeah.
Don't you have pins in it?
Yeah, in my ankle.
That oh, well, maybe you're stronger.
Right. Okay.
You
okay.
You didn't have those pins before.
The only time my broken ankle and the plate in my leg hurts is when I'm wearing high heels.
That's okay.
Okay, so, you're not wearing.
Are you going to run in high heels?
No.
Well, then problem.
We've gone on runs before.
Yeah.
And, like, the only thing that really was problematic was I can't. Breathe?
The breathing, oh, yeah. Bro. You gotta take in a... you gotta breathe like that.
You gotta breathe through your nose and then out your mouth. Right. It lowers your heart rate.
I need to get some of that goo that you squirt in your mouth. Helps keep going.
Why not?
We ordered some new shoes.
Okay.
Okay, running. New shoes is good. That Remember helps. To break them in
last
first.
Last night, so I'll have the right outfit.
Listen, Kevin and I, we're on your team. We have your back. Somebody texted in to 916-909-1065. I've run 10 marathons. Let me know if you need anything. We do. Can you run for her?
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
And you call 916-909-1065 to play Married Name Upgrade Downgrade.
Oh my God.
Milani, good morning.
Good morning.
Milani?
Milani.
Yeah.
First of all, that is a gorgeous first name.
Yeah, it is.
I sure hope we didn't downgrade this one. So, Milani, what is your maiden name?
Brassard.
Milani Brassard?
Oh, my
yeah.
God, that's beautiful.
They sound like fancy cookies that you only get on a flight
yes.
to Europe.
Yes, yeah, we don't have them in the States.
And when they're offered to you, they don't say, would you like a cookie? They say, would you like a Milani Brassard?
Yes, they do, yeah. And they're wrapped in foil. And yeah. I don't know why. Okay, then what's your married name?
Okay, so we're going to get married. His last name is Barksdale.
Barksdale?
Barksdale with a B.
Like the sound a dog
Barksdale?
Makes?
Barksdale?
Yeah, like Barksdale.
Okay. No, that's an awful last name.
That's a really bad one. What is his first name?
Bobby.
Oh, my God. Okay. Barksdale sounds like
Milani,
real hickish soda.
You are marrying somebody named Bobby Barksdale?
Yes.
Okay. Third. That is not a real person.
That's a race car driver.
That is somebody in a Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Right.
Oh my God.
Okay. You remember how we said Milani Brassard is a fancy cookie wrapped in foil you get on a flight to Europe? Bobby yeah. Barksdale is beef jerky you get on your way to Alabama.
That's his favorite snack.
Yeah.
Yeah. We
know. We know. That will be a downgrade, and we beg you not to do it, okay? Thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Kimberly. Good morning, Kimberly. Kimberly, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, great. What's your maiden name?
Miller.
Miller. Kimberly Miller.
Wow.
And do you go by Kim or Kimmy or anything?
When I'm around my friends, it's usually Kim, but like family, they all call me Kimmy.
Kimmy.
Oh. Kimmy, little Kimmy Miller.
Kimmy Miller.
Did you see I haven't seen Kimmy Miller since she was knee-high to a grasshopper. Now look at her.
Is that how we have to talk? Knee-high to a grasshopper?
Yeah.
All right. Kimmy Miller is a really cute name.
Yeah.
But the kind of name that you can grow into and parlay it into sexy.
Kim, really?
A Kimmy Miller can be, as an adult, can be a very sexy name.
Interesting.
I think
okay.
so.
Okay.
And what is your what's your married name?
It's going to be Brajas.
Oh, you're not married yet?
Brajas.
Not yet.
And you want to go with Brajas?
Brajas.
That sounds okay. like sausage you buy at Costco.
Yeah, it Kirkland brand Brajas.
Bratwurst? No, Brajas.
It's
not 80-20 fat and lean. It's 20% meat.
Is Brajas there?
Yes, Justin. Yes.
Okay, tell him to be quiet.
Right. His okay? name could be Dustin Miller.
Justin?
Is it Dustin or Justin?
Justin with a J.
Okay, Justin Miller, Justin and Kimmy Miller.
That's a great couple.
We happily invite you to the wedding of Justin and Kimmy Miller.
Right. But if somebody says like welcome the Brajas, people are going to they're going to go like, okay, well, this was a mistake.
Sounds like a German band.
Right. This will be the only
but like death metal.
The only wedding where the table favors are barf bags.
So that is going to be a downgrade.
Yeah, it's
Kimmy.
A downgrade, and we don't think you should do it. We should think you should stick with Miller and give him Miller, okay?
Yeah.
There's no reason why you shouldn't.
You could never not trust a Justin Miller.
Unfortunately, we only have time for one more. Do you want to talk to Cassandra or Nina?
I want to talk to whoever's last name starts with a B because we're on a theme. I guess we don't.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, Cassandra.
Okay, right, Cassandra. Hello.
Hello.
All right, here we go. Maiden name, Cassandra.
Carpenter.
Cassandra Carpenter. You sound like an American Girl doll.
Yeah, you live next door to Kimmy Miller.
Yeah, you do? Wow. What adventures you two must have been on.
And they just sit outside and blow a dandelion.
Just trying to knock off those knee-high grasshoppers, I guess.
And do you go by Cassie or anything?
Yes.
Little Cassie Carpenter. Kimmy and Cassie.
Can parlay that into sexy.
Yeah, sure.
Big time.
Okay, then what is your married name?
Duran.
Oh.
Duran?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Cassie Duran. It's not terrible.
Actually, Cassie Duran is kind of sexy.
But it's not better than Cassie Carpenter.
No.
Cassie Carpenter. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps saying it. You know? It's a downgrade, but it's not an awful downgrade.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so... Yeah, phew. Dodged the bullet there.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're dead.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
All right. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Text in if you were a teenage boy or if you have a teenage boy, because Katie's got a question about teenage boys.
Yeah.
They're doing something in her neighborhood.
They've been doing it my whole life.
They're probably doing it in your neighborhood, too.
Popping wheelies. Okay. I don't know what it is about teenage boys.
Okay.
But they can't stand riding a bike with both two wheels on the ground.
Oh.
They are boop, whoa, keeping themselves balanced. It's an epidemic. And I need to know why. Why is this such a big thing for them? Because you really don't see girls popping wheelies.
You don't ever see girls popping wheelies.
Right.
I got to first of all tell you, you're asking the wrong boy.
Okay.
I was not a wheelie popper.
Really?
No.
Why?
I don't know. One, probably because it seemed dangerous.
And safety was no accident even back then.
But I think it was also that, like, I didn't see the point in it even back when I was like a 12-year-old boy. Like, I've always been kind of like an old soul in that, like, sometimes I was a kid and it's like I would see other boys doing teenage boy stuff and I'm like, I don't get it.
I mean, in fairness, you did carry a briefcase to school instead of a backpack.
That was just in fifth grade. Oh. But yes, I did.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, but I do have a theory. And I think it's just that, like, boys are like risk takers, I think. And I think that they're just like, in the same sense that, like, excess is able to reach anybody, you know, like a boy learns how to ride a bike around, like, I don't know, 5 to 8.
Okay. That's not risky enough.
Hold on. After a while, the rush wears off.
Okay.
And you got to figure out, like, okay, how do I kick this up a notch?
Okay.
You know, it's a, do you ever hear a term used by drug addicts called diminishing returns?
You know, I have to tell you, I haven't.
Okay. You hear that sometimes.
You know what? I don't talk to enough drug addicts.
You hear that sometimes that, like, they do drugs and they get, it's called diminishing returns, where the high is not as high as it used to be.
Okay.
I feel like that happens with teenage boys and bike riding, or just teenage boys and just risks. You know, just like sometimes it's like, okay, well, I was playing in the street and learning to ride a skateboard. I need to ramp it off of something.
That's so true. I could just come down my driveway. I don't know.
It's not enough.
Doesn't feel like as concussion-y as I would like.
Right. And I can't describe that. I don't know if that's anything, if there's anything equivalent to that on the girl side. I mean, is there like you just do something for so long that the rush is just kind of gone?
I don't feel like we go for a rush. Like, I can't think of anything where it's just like, this gives me such a rush.
Okay,
gossip?
Right.
I don't know.
So take the rush out of it then.
Okay.
What gives a teenage girl excitement or happiness?
I mean, I guess it depends on the girl, like if you play sports or something. But I mean, I think it's more emotional than physical.
Right. Okay.
So.
But eventually, though, the bucket gets bigger and the same happiness doesn't fill it as much. So you got to kick it up a notch.
I guess shopping.
Shopping. There you go.
Girls be shopping. Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, you go to the mall and you're like, okay.
First, you're window shopping.
My mom gave me $30.
Right.
I'm going to go spend some money in Abercrombie and Fitch. I'm going to get that crop top that I've always been looking for or something like that. I don't know what girls do. Shoes. Okay. And after a while, that's enough. Then after a while, you got to ramp off of something. Yeah. And maybe the girl equivalent.
Maybe it's bad boys.
Maybe. Maybe it's just boys in general.
Yeah.
Some girls just go a little crazy boy crazy when they're teenagers.
That's our Papa Wheelies.
There you go. See? Okay. Does that help explain it?
Well, I think the ramp analogy, the skateboarding ramp analogy was the best one.
Okay.
Like, this is great and everything.
Right.
But I'm not scared enough.
Right.
You know?
I'm not getting that feeling of like, ah!
Yeah. Well, guys, it's a distraction for me because I'm a mom and I'm really worried that you're going to fall down.
Yeah.
And every time I see you, I'm thinking, oh, God, he's not even wearing his helmet.
Oh, you can't wear a helmet. If you're a wheelie popper, you can't wear a helmet. And actually, you know what? That's where the electric scooter thing comes in now.
Oh, don't get me started.
I've never been on one of those, but I would imagine that going 25 to 35 miles an hour on a scooter when you're 10 is probably a pretty big rush. You
probably,
know?
Probably, yeah.
I can commute to my not job in this.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if we're having technical problems, but here goes nothing. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? So, okay, do us a favor. If you can hear us right now, text in to 916-909-1065. 909-1065. I don't think people can hear us. Something's going on. I don't know. If you can hear us, text in to 916-909-1065. I guess the full steam ahead. I don't know. Amber, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, you're caller 17, and could you hear us before you called?
I did not. I just heard music, and I knew the time to call.
Well, we love that.
I do love that. All right, well, yes, we got a text message. I don't know what's going on. Maybe they can't hear us. I don't know why they can't hear us, but okay. Katie's going to leave the studio. We're still going to play like people can. I don't know. All right, five questions dealing with news and pop culture. The jackpot is $220. Here we go. The government is officially shut down as President Trump and the Democrats have not reached a deal on spending, mostly simply on Democrats saying that they don't want healthcare costs to skyrocket. Which group is still paid during a shutdown? The military, air traffic controllers, or members of Congress?
Members of Congress.
Question two, singer Lola Young collapsed on stage. We're not sure why she did, but she did say she's stepping away from music for a while and focusing on her mental health. What was the name of her huge hit she had this year?
I don't know.
That's okay. Question three, Bill Burr is the only comedian trying to defend him and the other comics that are doing the Riyadh Comedy Festival in Saudi Arabia, despite how morally corrupt the royal family is there. He says it's okay because they're just like us and they've got Starbucks and Chili's. All right, Bill. Which comic is not doing the Riyadh Comedy Festival? Dave Chappelle, Jerry Seinfeld, or Pete Davidson?
I'm going to go with Pete Davidson.
Question four. Last year, former NFL quarterback Jay Cutler hit another car while he was drunk, and he's avoided punishment for it until now. He went to jail yesterday and has started serving his four-day sentence. Wow, 4 days. Wow. What team did Cutler spend most of his NFL career with?
Was it the Chicago Bears?
Say it again.
The Bears?
And question five, on Friday, did he get sentenced despite being found guilty on only two of the charges, which seemed minor? Prosecutors are asking for 11 years because he shows no remorse. How many months is 11 years?
132.
All righty. Can you please bring Katie back in here? And Amber, let me give you an update. It looks like some people can hear us and some people can't, which is really confusing. Katie, some people can hear us and some people can't.
Are we in program one?
Yeah.
It seems like people that are listening on a radio cannot hear us. And then the people that are listening on like an Alexa.
So the stream is working, but not the... All right, well, Amber, can you help us fix this?
I don't know.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. All right, Katie, here we go. Five questions. You ready?
Yeah.
You're defending $220. The government's officially shut down. And just in case you didn't know why, it's because President Trump and the Democrats have not reached a deal on spending. And all the Democrats are asking for, honestly, is that they don't want healthcare costs to skyrocket, which they will if nothing's done. Which group still gets paid during a government shutdown? The military, air traffic controllers, or members of Congress?
Members of Congress.
Yes. Everybody else does not. Question two. Lola Young collapsed on stage.
That's, oh, no.
Did you see that? And she didn't say why, but she is saying she's stepping away from music for a while to work on her mental health.
Oh,
so.
Geez.
What was the name of her huge hit this year?
Messy.
Yeah. She tried to tell us. She's messy. Question three. Bill Burr's trying to defend himself and the other comics that are doing the Riyadh Comedy Festival. He said, they're just like us over there. They've got Burger King and Starbucks. And is that a Chili's? All right, Bill. So I guess all the human rights violations and 9/11, no big deal. Anyway, which comic is not doing the festival? Dave Chappelle, Jerry Seinfeld, or Pete Davidson?
Jerry Seinfeld.
That is correct. The fact that Pete Davidson is doing it is extra disgusting to me. Like, your dad was killed in 9/11. What are you doing?
I think his response was like, well, money's money.
That's disgusting. I find that so disgusting. Anyway, question four. Last year, former NFL quarterback Jay Cutler hit another car while he was drunk. And yesterday, he finally started his jail sentence, which is only 4 days.
I didn't know this.
Yep. 4 day jail sentence. What team did Cutler spend most of his NFL career with?
I think the only thing I know about him is that I think he was married to Kristen Cavallari. The Ravens.
Ooh. It was the Bears.
Okay.
Question five. On Friday, did he get sentenced?
Yeah.
Did you know that? I didn't know that. And despite being found guilty on only two of the charges, prosecutors are asking for 11 years in prison because he has shown no remorse. How many months is 11 years?
11 years. Oh, okay.
3 seconds.
132.
Wow. Yes. Holy cow. Amber, are you there?
I'm here.
Nobody knows how she does it, but the final score, Katie got 4, you got 3. Katie wins again.
And nobody knows. It's like not wearing your Apple Watch and working out.
You're right.
You burned calories, but...
I know. Some people can hear us and some people can't. If we have any engineers that are monitoring this show, which I guess you're not.
You know what?
Not just engineers. Any coworkers.
Our friends listening, and by that I mean everybody, all of you that can hear our voice. If you're in a car, text or listening on a radio, a regular radio, text it and tell us if you can hear us.
Yeah. I guess I don't. Yeah, it would be great if like somebody we worked with was like, "Oh, guys, I'm listening, and something's wrong."
Yeah, but it's early.
You're right.
Well,
anyway, we had $20 in the jackpot tomorrow, but Amber, you still get a 4-pack of tickets to the Sacramento Scream Park. So, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am not as smart as Katie.
No, not today.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Now it's time for us to play Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. And this is going to be a special Fun Delivered. Why? Because Kevin is not here. Nope. Not here today. So that means Katie and I get to go twice.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So, Fun Delivered is a game we play here on the Wake Up Call where we open mystery packages that have been lost in the mail. You can buy these from a company called Fun Delivered. Fundelivered.com is their website. Put in promo code Wake Up Call for 10% off. And we have a big box, or it was a big box. It's about halfway empty now. And now Katie and I are going to pick out 2 mystery packages that we are going to open on the show. Now, it looks like you're going for 2 very different... Oh boy. One is a very Katie package. Not only does it look like fabric,
yep,
but it's pink.
Yes.
Does it say anything on that package?
The pink one?
Yeah.
It says Birdie Gray.
Birdie Gray.
Yeah. Now, the other one I got, though, I am absolutely Twitter-pated about because it's called... Charmlery. Okay, so it's the word jewelry and the word charm. Mm-hmm. Put them together.
Yeah.
Charmlery. And then it says, wear your bond.
Uh-oh.
So I feel like this is going to be like personalized jewelry or bracelets or something people are supposed to wear.
Oh, my God. If it is, are we going to wear them?
Yes. Obviously. Or I'm going to wear them both.
Even better.
One on each wrist.
Yeah, like Genie in Aladdin. Till one day. Okay. Do you think, before I go into the box, that the person who owns the CEO of Charmlery...
Okay. You're saying it's so stupid.
Do you think that person has a single friend? Because wouldn't you think somebody would talk them out of the name Charmlery?
Yes. No, I don't think they do. I don't think they have not an honest one.
No. Just the idea alone that they are, I'm going to pour myself into my company. Oh, I think that's a great idea, Carol. I think it's a really good idea. What are you going to sell? What is your company? It's bonded, it's charm bracelets for, you know, couples and best friends. And they go, okay, it seems very niche, but okay. What are you going to call it? Charmlery. And then a long pause. and then a nod. And then Carol starts to tear up a little bit. He goes, what do you hate it?
What?
And then they start to shake their head yes. And they go, no. I think it's the perfect name for a company.
Oh, God, I love it.
All right.
I love that we're getting to do 2.
All right.
Honestly, I wish we could do 2 every day.
I'm going to go with 2 opposites as well.
Okay.
One is a perfect cube.
That looks like a brick of cocaine.
It does look like a brick of cocaine. It's wrapped in black plastic wrap with yellow tape around it. It looks like a prop from a movie where, like, this is just like...
It's a bomb.
Cops. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're either gently holding it or they're tossing it back and forth in some sort of break room being like, good bus, Johnson. That's what it looks like. If I was doing a play about a cop... That's that. It's very light.
It looks like a box that a fancy watch would come in.
I think it's too light.
Okay.
I think it's too light. Okay. There's almost no weight to that at all. And then this is a very flat.
I'm so glad that you got that because I've been wondering what was in it, but I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to open it myself.
A very, very flat cardboard box. The only thing I can see on the address, because they black out the address, is that it was going to an apartment.
Okay.
But what if it's about the size of a license plate? What if this is a personalized license plate?
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
It would be amazing. I don't know how you get a personalized license plate. I don't think it's in a box, but I'm excited. So
I'm very excited.
We're going to take a break. We're going to play some music. We're going to come back and we're going to open these for part two of Fun Delivery.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Part two time of Fun Delivered on The Wake Up Call. And today is a very special one. Sadly, because Kevin's not here. But that does mean that Katie and I get to open two packages each.
Yes.
All right. So we already went into the big box of Fun Delivered packages. Donated to us by the company Fun Delivered. FunDelivered.com. If you want to play this game at home, you can use Wake Up Call as your promo code. It doesn't matter who goes first. We both have two.
You can go.
All right, I'll go first. I'm going to save the big flat one. Okay? I think I'm going to do that one last. Okay. Now, the one that we said looks like a big brick of cocaine or something like a bomb, I'm going to open that one first. And it's a perfect cube. And like I said, it's very, very light. Oh, and it's light because whatever's in here is breakable.
Oh.
Because it's a big styrofoam.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, this is going to make such a mess. All righty.
Okay, what is that?
It is an ornament.
I knew it!
No, oh, maybe not. It's not an ornament. It is Christmas related, and it is a little nightlight with Snoopy and Woodstock.
That is adorable.
In a campfire.
And the light is the fire.
Yes. This is actually really kind of cool.
Do we have a place to... Oh, we can plug it in over here.
Oh, we're going to do that for sure. I am covered now in these little styrofoam balls, but that's okay. It's snow.
Oh yeah. It's snow. There you go.
We need the vacuum.
Uh-oh, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to... Birdie Gray... does bridesmaids dresses.
Oh, no. Birdie Gray is what she said her pink package looked like. And how could they fit a bridesmaid dress in that bag? It wasn't very big. That's pretty. It's like a rose gold.
Okay, but somebody didn't get their...
bridesmaid package.
Sorry, I should have cut this.
That's good. Could you imagine how mad that bride got?
She's like, Samantha, I told you had to order it sooner. I ordered it when you told me
to. I ordered it plenty early. So, okay.
It actually fit me.
Let me back
this
up.
This is absolutely a bridesmaid dress.
That's a nice dress.
It is.
If you want to see any of this, you can always text in FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065. How would you describe the little cinch on the side?
It has ruching on the side.
Ooh, I love that word.
Yeah,
ruching.
Wow.
Is it your size, do you think?
I don't think my boobs will fit in it.
Oh, well, so, what if we alter the dress so that your boobs just hang out? What
then,
a bridesmaid
yes.
dress. All right, now we're going to go into... the little flat cardboard box that we've had our eye on for weeks and weeks. I'm going to open it up. It's one of those canvas photographs.
Oh, and you have...
I haven't flipped it over yet.
Okay, can you hold it up? We look at it at the same time?
I'm not looking at it.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Turn it around.
One, two, three. What is it?
It's a cat! It's a cat sitting on a toilet!
Oh my god! This is amazing!
It's a canvas print of a cat sitting on a toilet!
This is incredible! This might be one of my most favorite things I've ever gotten.
So I can see.
It's a cat. Not only is the cat sitting on the toilet is pink,
yep.
The cat is black, reading the newspaper, and the newspaper is absolutely in German.
Wow.
Which, by the way, this is a German cat.
Oh, sure.
I don't know anything about this cat other than the fact that it speaks German and it is mad.
And it is mean.
It is a mean, mad cat. Holy cow, I love this!
I know, it's pretty great.
This is amazing. You know where this is going? Right by the cat's litter box.
Genius.
It's gonna go because it's gauche. It's not it's not our style at all. I can't think of a single room.
Amiami.
Right, yeah. It's very kitschy, but you know who would love it? Pip and Daisy.
That's right.
They're gonna go into the litter box room and be like, oh, that's what this room is for.
Do you wanna come in here too? Nine.
What? Nine. So far, I think I'm winning.
Okay, so I'm opening.
We're playing Fun Delivered. Again, if you want to see any of this, it's FUN to 916-909-1065. What is the last package?
Okay. So it's two bags.
Okay.
Cinch bags.
Oh, the jewelry. Right.
Right. One says Charmlery.
Charmlery. Okay.
The other one, this is the outside of the bags. They didn't print it properly, and it just says Harmlery. Okay. Oh! Okay, so it's...
Are they matching bracelets?
It appears to be matching necklaces.
Okay, I'll wear a necklace.
And I think it's the kind of thing where you put everybody's, everybody's name, and then they, the first letter of everybody's name, and then they make it into some sort of piece of jewelry.
Take the first letter of all the, like, hold it up just a little bit. Are they both the same?
Yeah.
Oh, so it looks like a brand new symbol.
Yeah. It's just the gift that keeps on giving. Okay. It says, there's a card that comes with it. And it says, thank you for your order. Your name as a charm. So it is,
okay.
It's supposed to be a name.
Okay.
The name is royalty.
Oh, it sure is. Oh, wait, that's the name.
That's what it, yeah.
So somebody named Royalty ordered this silly.
Or just two girlfriends are like, we're queens.
Oh, I see. So royalty is not the name.
I don't think it's the person's name, which is unfortunate. I see.
That is unfortunate. Let's assume it is. Let's assume royalty is missing her necklace, and she ordered another one because royalty be losing necklaces. Be like, royalty, where's the necklace that you got? Ah, bitch, don't worry about it. I have a backup royalty necklace. How did you get it? BOGO sale and Charmlery. Who do you think won? Text it in 916-909-1065. And you can text the word fun to see any and all of this.
1065, the end. It's the wake up call.
What is something that you do in silence? Total silence, and people think it's weird. Or you know somebody who does something in total silence and you think it's weird. Call or text us right now, 916-909-1065. 909-1065. And we're getting into this because a new poll looked at how different generations use their time in the car. And I think this is actually really interesting. Zoomers,
who's a zoomer?
Is that boomers? Do they mean to type boomers? I think they meant to type boomers.
Okay.
There is something about that generation that just likes a distraction.
Okay.
They always have something going on. Same with Gen X. What they're finding out is that Gen Z are a bunch of weirdos.
Okay, how so?
Gen Z drives around in total silence, and they love it that way. 55%, over half of Gen Z that was part of this poll said that when you're in the car, what do you do? And they were like, well, nothing. We have nothing on. We're just driving around in silence. And I think that that is the work of a psychopath. I can't imagine driving around in nothing. Like nothing, nothing. I had a friend in high school who used to drive. I didn't have a car until I was like 25 years old.
That's not true, Gavin.
What?
You had a car before you were 25.
I was like 22, I think, when I got a car. 22. It was after I came back from college. I didn't have a car in high school or college. And he used to drive me all over the place. And he would listen to nothing. He had nothing on. And I thought it was super weird. And I would say, you don't have like any kind of music that you want to listen to. And back then it was when we had CDs. So then he did start to listen to music. And I'm not making this up. It was a CD of national anthems from different countries,
yeah.
Which made me want to throw myself out of the car. I would rather listen to nothing than a CD of who even makes a CD of national anthems?
Now, you and I are actually with the aforementioned psychopaths.
Yes.
They don't sit in the car in silence, but they both do things in silence that we both find very weird.
Haunting.
Your wife will sit on a plane,
mm-hmm.
not watching a movie, not listening to something, not reading a book.
Nope.
Just stare forward in silence.
It's happened multiple times where I've looked over at her and I'm like, are you going to listen to something? Do you want to watch a movie? And she's like, I'm okay.
Okay.
What do you mean you're okay?
Okay.
You're far from okay.
My boyfriend does chores around the house. No AirPods in, no music playing in the house, no TV on. He'll just stand there at the counter folding clothes, With what, his thoughts?
The folding of the clothes with no music on or no TV on is the weirdest thing to me. And I think doing things like that in silence make you a little bit of a psychopath. 916.
Where I'm on the opposite end of it, where I have to have a TV on whether I'm watching it or not.
Yeah, I imagine you come home to an empty house and run as fast as you can to the remote control. Or as soon as you walk in, you just go, Alexa, play something! For God's sake! Text messages that we get in, got into 909-1065. What do you do in silence? I said sex. I'm like, oh boy.
Well,
like, you're doing sex in silence. That's...
No, that means you're probably parents.
Well, okay, if you're parents, that's fine. If you're not parents and that's happening, though, that's also haunting. I don't like that at all. Somebody else said, a lot of people say they drive around in cars with like nothing on.
You know, I think that that's probably healthy for you.
How?
Because it's probably good to give yourself a time to think and reflect, B, to like, just give your brain a break from, you know, stuff coming at you.
So it's funny that you're saying that, and we can wrap it up on this, because a lot of the people are saying the same thing that what the people who did the poll that said Gen Z, 55% of Gen Z like driving around in their car to silence. It's because we're so overstimulated right now.
Oh, well, I figure.
And you can take whatever opportunity you can to just sit in silence and almost take it as a meditative state. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
So what does it say about us that like we are also overstimulated? And you know what we say? Give me more. Come on, daddy.
Yeah.
Overstimulate me as much as possible.
Because... I mean, mine is I'm afraid of my own thoughts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm
left alone, only tell myself I'm a piece of crap for so long until I have to put on a podcast.
Right. At the very least, something soothing, like a murder podcast.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So, it's no news that California is the least affordable state in the entire country to live. But when it comes to that, though, by the way, Hawaii, right behind California.
Oh.
If you're curious. But we're not going to talk about the least affordable states to live in. We already do that. Let's talk about the most affordable states to live in.
Mm.
What do you think are some of the most, what do you think is the most affordable state to live in?
Nebraska.
Okay.
Ooh,
all right.
Ooh. No one lives there.
That's not entirely true, but yes. Okay, go ahead.
Kentucky.
Yeah.
Oh no, Kentucky, not even close.
Really?
Oh. Mm. They're expensive?
Kentucky's right below Ohio, and it's actually basically just South Ohio. Like, it's actually kind of not a terrible state.
Okay.
The cheapest state is Arkansas.
Oh, sure.
Arkansas.
I forget about Arkansas.
Yeah, a lot of us do. It had the lowest overall cost of living and the third most affordable housing. The median household income is only $62,000.
Wow.
That's the medium household income.
All right, what are you saying? What word are you saying?
Median.
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 Okay.
And the average home price in Arkansas is $216,000. So, and that's the average. So, I mean, it goes lower. I'm sure there you could probably still buy a house for a good pair of suspenders. You know, I don't know. It's known for its scenic Ozark Mountains, hot springs, southern charm for some people. And Arkansas offers the lowest cost. Number two, Mississippi.
Oh, yeah, that goes without saying.
The average home value in Mississippi is $187,000. Number three, West Virginia. And West Virginia is even, their home price average is even lower. $170,000. The average home price in West Virginia is $170,000.
Wow.
Now, the median household income is only 60 grand. So,
okay.
I'm in the wrong state.
That's what I want to talk about.
Okay.
Do you think you would actually want to live in one of these states? Do you think you could actually thrive and be happy in a more affordable state? Text in, by the way, too, 909-1065.
I mean, as long as I had my kids and my partner, I could be happy anywhere.
I don't think your boyfriend D'Lo from ESPN.
Yeah.
Would never live in Arkansas.
Yeah, that's true.
If I had him and the girls, yeah, I could be happy anywhere.
You're kidding.
Nope.
You could be happy in Arkansas.
I'm able to buy a nice home, right?
Well, are we putting quotes around nice?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm on Zillow right now for Little Rock.
Yeah. Oh,
they're pretty cute.
Okay.
They're pretty cute houses. So
would you be okay living on land?
Do I have to take care of the land?
Of course you do.
You know, not everybody in Arkansas has land. What I'm looking at, they're just normal houses with backyards. So but they're gorgeous.
Okay.
Do I have TV?
They do have TV.
And I have all my streaming services.
Well, that requires Wi-Fi, and there are big parts of rural America.
I'm not going to live in rural America. I'm going to live in Little Rock, Arkansas, in a beautiful brick home that, hardwood floors, gorgeous.
Probably because it's 100 years old.
Okay. It's only $450,000.
Okay, so what if it does have Wi-Fi, but it's not very good?
Gavin, you are making up a scenario. They have Wi-Fi. They have streaming Arkansas. So, yes, I have my stories. Yes, I have my phone. I have my kids and I have my boyfriend.
Right.
And I'm living in, and I'm not living in a shack. I'm living in a beautiful home. Yeah, I could be happy anywhere.
Kevin, could you?
Probably not.
Right.
I mean, live a very bougie lifestyle.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I definitely couldn't do it.
I need the fancy things in life, even though I can't afford it. It just gives me a goal to work for.
You're acting like every place in Arkansas is like...
There's nothing to do in Arkansas, and
I'm not
going to be
anything anyway.
Right, you're going to be a couch potato. That's what it sounds like. I have my family, I have my boyfriend and TV. I'm good. Don't bother me in my house.
It actually, that's a great point. It sounds like what would make you happy in that scenario is to never leave the house.
What am I doing now?
That's a great point.
Okay.
You know, I stand corrected, Kevin.
There is a house here for $299,000, and it looks like the house in the movie Father of the Bride.
Oh.
Katie would be happy living on the moon as long as she had her streaming services, her boyfriend, and her
someone
kids.
Someone to talk to.
Right, yeah. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yes. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.